This is David, back with Slugcast, brought to you by the Division of Student Affairs and Success, here to talk about my recent trip to Atlanta. You might have heard your TAs or professors mention traveling to a conference, but what exactly does that mean? Before graduate school, I thought conferences were stuffy get-togethers where academics got in a big room and argued with each other about their research. I imagined it as a place that was make or break for a professor's career. If you couldn't defend your work among your peers, you'd lose all your reputation. Thankfully, none of that is really true, at least for my particular field. Throughout graduate school, I've attended and presented multiple times at the Oral History Association annual conference. Oral history involves interviewing people who live through historical moments and through collaboration share the contents of that interview with the public. My first OHA conference was in Salt Lake City, my very first year of graduate school. I wasn't presenting, but I was still anxious to hear the debates among leading oral historians, and I was nervous about potentially talking about my research with the people that I met. But what I found at this conference, and the ones that followed, was a much more welcoming, engaging, and friendly space. I came to understand that conferences are more of a testing ground, where people can introduce new and exciting research, engage with the audience for feedback and further ideas, and to gain reassurances that your research is on the right track. Every time I attend the OHA, I have a different objective. I've gone a few times when I'm not presenting, simply because I find it rejuvenating. I love hearing about new and exciting projects that help me rethink my own work. When I have presented, my goal has been to receive feedback from people outside of UC Santa Cruz and the Bay Area, where my research is located. Sometimes an outside perspective can help reimagine research in new ways. This time in Atlanta, my objective was networking. In my last year of graduate school, I'm applying the jobs as much as possible and seeking connections with publishers about turning my dissertation into a book. In addition to presentations, the OHA hosts a space where publishers, companies, and schools can table and share how they are involved in oral history. This gives people like me an opportunity to speak to publishers directly and hear about what types of books they're looking to publish, and for me to pitch my research to them face-to-face. The OHA is unique in that it offers a speed networking session as well, sort of like speed dating. I signed up for it, but I admit that I told myself that I could bail out at the last minute if I decided I didn't want to do it. But I did, and it turned out to be a great experience. Naturally, putting a group of interviewers in a room led to an amazing experience hearing about where people worked and what kinds of projects they worked on. Beyond these events, I attended fascinating talks from a wide variety of topics, ranging from oral histories from Ukrainian refugees in Minnesota, interviews with activist workers in Atlanta, and civil rights stories from the Midwest. As always, it was an inspiring and useful experience that I know will help carry me to the end of the dissertation. These trips are mentally taxing, and the travel is tiring, but I'm glad I got to go to a place I'd never been and learn about cutting-edge oral history work from across the country. So next time you hear a professor or a graduate student is going to a conference, you'll have a better idea of what that entails, and you might want to ask them what they're presenting on or what they hope to achieve. This has been David with Slugcast. Thanks for listening, and take care.